Welcome. This is episode 404 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time in your presence. Thank you for the opportunity to come and hear your word. I pray that may you come and speak to us this morning by your Holy Spirit and give us the grace to not just be hearers only, but also doers of your word. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. So, today I'm going to be talking about a topic I've titled, Don't Be Held Back. Don't be held back. And honestly, there is one big thing I want to focus on today, and that's the topic of fear. You know, if you look at the book of Judges chapter 7, which is going to be my anchor chapter, I guess, of scripture for today, we'll see about the story of Gideon, right? You know, Gideon, you know, the Israelites, they had rebelled against God. So, you know, they were under oppression by the Midianites and a few other countries. And God wanted to deliver them. So, you know, he sent Gideon, and Gideon was supposed to go and fight the Midianites. So he took like 32,000 men roughly with him. And God was like, no, these are way too many people for you. And there were basically two ways the Lord winnowed down the number of people that went to battle. You know, the 32,000 ultimately became 300. But what was the first way that the Lord kind of chopped down that number? And the way he chopped down that number is, hey, tell the men, if any of you feel afraid or timid, go back. If any of you feel afraid or timid, just go back. And guess what, guys? Like 20,000 men went back. Like 2/3 of them went back because of fear and timidity. That's where I want to focus on today. 2/3 of those men, they didn't go to battle because of fear and timidity. So today's topic is don't get held back. Do you know one big thing that holds a lot of people back in life? It is fear and timidity. Right? You see some people, there are great things that the Lord wants to accomplish through them. But because of fear and timidity, they cannot accomplish those things. They're like, I don't think I'm cut out for this. And they stay back. Or you see some people, they even have the ability to do certain things. But just because of fear, they don't even try. Guys, see, you need to take a little bit of discomfort. You need to take some kinds of risks to be able to move forward in life. You know, but you see people, they are not willing to do any of those things. Again, remember what the Bible says. The Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. God wants to accomplish great things in you. God wants to accomplish great things through you. But you need to not surrender to the spirit of fear, right? The spirit of fear keeps many people from achieving the things that God has in store for them, even from obeying God. Some people think that, oh, that there's no way I can live a life above sin. There's no way I can live a life where I please God all the time. No, don't be afraid. See, guys, let me tell you this. I'm not saying you can do any of this in your own strength, but the Spirit of God is there to help you. The grace of God is there to help you, right? Remember the Bible verse that says, we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. There is a translation I said that my soul has no pleasure in the one that draws back, in the one that turns back. Don't turn back. Set your face like a flint. Don't be afraid. Fear has kept so many from truly serving the Lord. Fear has kept so many from branching out into things the Lord wants them to branch out into. You think it was easy for Moses to go and confront Pharaoh, the king of Egypt? No, it was not. But he went and he did it, right? The thing is, you cannot break new boundaries and limitations. You cannot break new frontiers if you're surrendering to the spirit of fear. So I want to encourage you today, you know, fear, anxiety, don't let those things rule your life, right? This year, I want to throw a challenge to you for the rest of this year. Today is August 23rd, right? Take some risks. Take some risks, especially if it's in line with the will of God. Advance forward, right? I love what the Lord was telling Joshua. Be strong and be courageous. Be strong and be courageous. If you look, read the book of Joshua chapter 1, be strong and be courageous. God knew he was sending him for a big job. But the thing is, as long as what you're doing is in line with God's will and the Lord is the one sending you on that mission, you will be victorious. But you need to take a step of faith, right? You need to take a step of faith and not look at your present circumstances. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, right? It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can't use your present circumstances to determine the steps you should take. No. Faith means trusting God that, hey, even if my present circumstances don't confirm this, I'm going to step forward and obey the Lord. right? And if you even read the next part of that verse, it says, for by this the elders obtained a good testimony. Those people that you see in the Old Testament and in the New Testament that God used for great and mighty things, do you think they did not face scary circumstances? They did. But the thing that differentiated them is that they worked by faith. The Bible says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So again, I'm really encouraging you, take that step of faith today, right? If the Lord is leading you in a direction, take that step of faith today. Trust in him and he will bring it to pass. Gideon took only 300 men, but that was more than enough for the Lord to deliver the victory. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word we've heard this morning. Please give us the grace to not just be hearers only, but also doers of your word. Have your way in our lives today. Give us the grace to operate in boldness, to operate in faith and not in fear, that your name might be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Father. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. And if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I will encourage you, episode 254 and 287, their salvation podcast. They tell you about the true cost of following Jesus Christ, because there is a cost. But trust me, that is a cost that the Lord will help you. The Lord, the Holy Spirit will help you. It is one of the best decisions you can ever make. But I'm not a commitment extractor. I want it to be a decision that you make, an informed decision, basically. So listen to those podcasts. But if you do decide for Jesus, you can say a prayer with me at the end of episode 254 to surrender your life to the Lord. So thank you for joining me today. I will see you, God willing, in episode 405. Have a wonderful week. God bless you. Shalom.